You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, three young people with vision impairments from Cambridgeshire have developed a free newspaper for young Braille users. We'll be hearing from RNIB's Karen Hurst, who is supporting the young people in doing this. Karen works with children, young people and families within RNIB's team, doing that great work to help support young blind people to do the kind of things they want to do, and their families as well. Let's find out more about the newspaper itself. It's called The Tactile Times, and with me now to tell us all about it is one of the guys involved in creating it. Theo Holroyd is 13 years old and joins me on the line now. Theo, tell us all about your inspiration.
It's quite exciting for me. It's this thing called the Tactile Times newspaper, and basically it's by young Braillists for young Braillists. So the idea is any young Braillist can contribute sort of articles or sort of tips they have, or maybe even just an event they enjoy going to, and then it'll go into the right section. And then also, so it's for young Braillists, so then other young Braillists see the information, and basically it's just a way for Braillists to connect, because all the sort of reasons for me starting this are because Braillists are so far away, and I've noticed sighted people have lots and lots of ways to sort of connect. Like even just sighted people have newspapers, which there aren't any for blind people really until now, particularly not young blind people.
So what kind of articles will we be able to read in the Braille newspaper then?
Well, there were quite a lot really. Normally I try and have some events which are coming up, then some general news, and then I quite often have a few articles about technology, maybe two or three. And then also like people who have had fun doing things like a family weekend or something, they might write about that, and that would go in the fun things that people have done section. And recipes as well, and sort of different ideas, different people, different approaches to things.
And who's involved in this, Theo? It's not just you, is it?
No, it's not just me. Well, Lexi and Ellie, two other Braillists who I know in Cambridgeshire, have been involved with this, and the three of us sort of started it out, and then it's sort of grown since then, really, and three of us have always had quite a big role in contributing, but also lots of other Braillists can contribute.
And how do you put it together, Theo? Is it software? Do you connect on the computer to do it? Do you email each other with ideas? How does it all come together?
Well, the way I discuss stuff at the moment is normally I used to have physical meetings, but now they've gone over to Skype. But I also do exchange some stuff by email, and normally people email in Word documents of just their article, and then I sort of copy and paste them into a sort of navigation-friendly document, and I put the articles together, normally create a content page, and then I email it out to subscribers. And also, I've been having meetings all the way up to when I published it to sort of coordinate stuff and with my editors, and they've been giving me lots of really nice ideas, which I've really enjoyed hearing, and it really wouldn't have happened without them. And also, it comes out in a Braille hard copy, and the Braillists Foundation have been helping me to teach me how to format it so I can emboss it, which is very exciting.
It sounds like it's a lot of fun to do. Karen's with us as well here from RNIB. Karen, you know, again, Theo and friends here, you know, really proving that Braille is still very relevant, still something that a lot of young people want in 2020.
Absolutely. And all credit to Theo and his friends for actually not just putting this together, having the idea to do it, but to actually have all the technical accomplishments, you know, that go along with that. You know, they've designed their own web page, everything that Theo was just explaining there about the production, the distribution, just to have the wherewithal to do that. I think it's a really, really impressive thing to be able to, you know, to hear about. And it's just lovely that they get to share this, not just the newspaper, but the actual writing of it and sharing some of the opportunities to create articles and things with their wider community. As Theo said there aren't really many things for young Braillists, and something that's produced young Braillists and that they're inviting other Braillists to get involved in, it's just fantastic. I think it's you know, a really lovely story, not necessarily just to come out of lockdown, because I know it kind of extends way before this, but I think it's probably going to have been a really lovely resource for some people during the last couple of months when things have been quite difficult to get hold of.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because as you say, there aren't that many publications out there for young Braillists. Is that something that you want to encourage more blind Braillists to do, rather than RNIB necessarily providing this as a service? Would you rather, I guess, support what Theo's doing and what people like Theo are doing?
Absolutely. I mean, goodness me, the more people like Theo and Lexi and Ellie do these kind of things, the less need there will be, for organisations like RNIB, as you say, Stephen, to kind of produce that, which is, I think, is the aim for all of us. But actually, just in terms of what they themselves can get out of it, it's absolutely amazing. It's a fun activity for them to do. It's educational. It's really emphasising the voice of these young people as well. And anything that does raise the profile of Braille as such an important and, you know, critical method of communication, absolutely, we're 100% behind that.
Absolutely.
I've also really enjoyed having the RNIB magazines, because they've sort of helped me think about the sort of formatting and also the way things are set out, what sort of articles are included, and they've sort of given me, although it's very different, a sort of model, and particularly the hard copy ones. Like, I know you still do computer IT and hard copy. I've really enjoyed getting that over lockdown.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Doing them, because they're really beneficial.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. You know, you've been able to get the sense of the format and how you would lay it out. And yeah, that's really interesting. Yeah. As I say, you don't do this alone, and you do this with friends, but you want more people to get involved as well, I guess. So are you looking for other blind people who may have something to contribute to get in touch with you to share their story?
Well, yes, there are lots of different things they can contribute, really, sort of small or medium, whatever they sort of want. I was thinking an average length between 100 and 300 words, but that's not strict. That's just a sort of rough guidance. And they can contribute by emailing tactiletimesnewspaper@gmail.com. And normally they attach a Word document with the article, but they can do it in whatever accessible way they like, really. And to subscribe, there is a form on the website, which is tactiletimesnewspaper.github, which is github.io.
That's absolutely fantastic, Theo. Well, listen, I wish you all the best with it. We'll put all this information on the notes in our podcast, and also we will tweet out the details as well, so people know how to
thank you very much.
Hold of it. Yeah.
I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I really hope the Tactile Time continues to expand and more people join in.
I love the name as well. I love the name Tactile Times. That is absolutely brilliant. I love it. Theo, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And also Karen from RNIB as well. Thank you so much for your time, guys. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you.